Today I'm at Peterborough, the Hamptons, and I'm with a young gentleman by the name of Mark. How are you doing, Mark?
Hello, mate. Not so bad, thank you, Joe.
Yeah? Mark, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where was you brought up?
Brought up in Manchester, born in 1969. Lived around Manchester all my life, but in different areas. I was actually born in a place called Crumpsall in Manchester, in a hospital where it's in the same area, but they really call it North Manchester General, but with the area they call it Crumpsall. Born around there, lived in a few little towns all around the area, and then I've been in a lot of homes and stuff because, I'll be honest with you, I've been in a lot of trouble over the years.
Yeah.
Getting in with the wrong crowd and stuff, but mainly for stealing cars and then some shoplifting and stuff. And then when I got in the wrong crowd, it was getting really bad. I was getting locked up in prison. Different length of sentences. Been all over the country, down south, whatever. Different, like I said, different prisons. And then I end up being in the hospital that I've just come from for about 3 years because they couldn't find anywhere for me needs. They put me in 2 care homes in Rochdale in Manchester, but they didn't fit my needs, so because I was still classed as being under the mental health. So then backwards and forwards from there to here, and then they end up finding me this place while I'm down here. And they spoke to about it. I've seen Stacey up there, Theo, and then who's your other boss called? Be the long one, slim with the glasses, your boss.
Simon.
I've seen him, and then, oh no, not Simon, the other one with the glasses, Alfie or something.
Oh, Alfie, yeah.
Yeah, he came up there to see me, and obviously, it's still to this day, they're really nice people. They told me what basically this is, and when them, along with my support worker, she talks about this place and plus it might be a new start for me.
Yeah.
So even though I do miss up there as to my church and my long friend that I call my sister, when I can't get to see him right now, but I mean, I am happy about being here.
Yeah.
Because I might be here roughly 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
So, and then now I've got this to get out with.
Yeah. How's that? The
it's not
wheelchair.
Too bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, within 24 hours, I've broken the thing. Because these doors not wide enough, but they're getting them looked into.
Yeah.
That's why I had to come round the back and out. But this place, yeah, I'm getting myself independent. It's just a shame I can't get any further because it's not of the battery.
It's got a limited range, has it?
Yeah, it's 100%. He said, the bloke said to me, if you go, try not to let it go below 45, because I wish I could go out, because I'm pretty getting used to this area already. I've been up to the duck ponds everywhere.
Oh, cool. That's good.
Yeah, meeting some nice people.
That's good. Right, let me ask you some questions, Mark. You ready?
Yes.
Right, okay. So we're going to change it up, right? We're going to ask some different types of questions. And it's going to be a bit like, have you ever heard of Desert Island Discs?
Yeah, the old songs.
Yeah?
I'm into a lot of them.
Right, so if you were stranded on a desert island, which song would you absolutely need to live with you and why?
Oh, God. Maybe that sentence, that song by the 80s by that girl called Tiffany, I think we're alone now. I'm on my own all the time, you see. When I say I've got nobody, I don't mean you, Staffy, and I mean just in, I'm just the one out with the family, because my mum and dad, my mum's alive, my brother's alive, but I don't talk to him anymore. Long history. But then my dad died. But yeah, I think I'd probably say it, maybe that one.
Okay, that's a good one. significant life moments. Can you share a song that reminds you of a significant moment in your life?
Can you just please express significant?
So really, Something that meant a lot to you.
Well, my family still means a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's been kind of hated since 92, and this is mainly because of the trouble that I got in with the wrong crowd stealing cars and stuff. Because I've been getting in trouble since 1980, and as I was getting older, getting, like I say, with the wrong crowd, and every 2 minutes the police were coming round, where's Mark? But they should know where they are because they can track you.
Yeah.
But you can track anybody down. But yeah, I still miss my family being together and never being able to talk to them, and never ever, especially, being able to go to my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
Because my bully boy brother, you know, I still love him because he's my flesh and blood. He stopped me one day with him at an ex-friend in Manchester where Crumpsall is, and his son knew my dad and my brother, and one day he came in, his son said, I've got a phone number there, it's your pal's, he wants you to ring him. So I was cursing, seeing things like, what's that, wanting me to phone him for? So I plucked up the courage, phoned him, talked to him for a few minutes, and he said, I hear you. And these were these words, I hear you want to come to my dad's funeral. I went, hang on a minute, rewind a bit, will you? He's not your dad, he's our dad. And said, yeah, I'm gonna come to the funeral tomorrow. And he said, no, you're not. I said, yeah, you know, there's a thing between us, Paul, you can't stop me. Well, then said, well, then let's put it this way. If you turn up at that funeral, I know people that know you, but you don't know. If you turn up, then they're going to take you for the ride and never see you again. And I just went, I just went and banged the phone down. But yeah, I would still like to be in touch with my family. Because I've only got one brother, no sisters. And my mum, like, he's got kids that I've never met neither.
So, around that time, in the 80s, was there a song you used to listen to then?
Oh, there was all sorts of cheesy songs.
Yeah.
Because they all were cheesy back in them days. There was loads. I listen to it all now.
Yeah.
And I never stopped playing it. So I honestly can't pick one.
Right, let's move on. Influential figures. So people who maybe made a big impact on your life. So which individual has had the most impact on your life? And is there a song that makes you think about them?
I would probably say my dad, because when my mum was the main breadwinner, bringing money in. He has worked as a postman, band knife cutter, cutting coats out, but when he wasn't working, I was always around him. I felt more closer to him than my mum, even though I'm the opposite with the thing, like, I prefer talking to women than men, without being rude, if that makes any sense. I was always going everywhere with him, always everywhere, even in the pubs, when I shouldn't be going in. They let me sit in the corner, because he wanted to go out and socialise with his mates, and he couldn't leave me at home when my mum's working, and my brother couldn't look after me, you know what I mean? We'd be always fighting. So yeah, I would say my dad, sir.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Life philosophies. Right. Is there a piece of music that captures your life philosophy or a personal motto? So when you listen to a music, so a song or a track, is there something you say, yeah, that's a bit of me?
No, I never think of songs like that, you know what I mean? It's because I've never been in, it's not a long situation, but now I've never done something like this. I've never really had to think about deeper into it, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
But because I've never been in this situation before. But if I could find an answer, I would do, and I would tell you, but...
Mm-hmm. That's all right. So, like, you know, did you like music? Was you ever into music?
Oh, yeah. The first ever song I heard was Motown.
Yeah.
Berry Gordy, 1957, the founder of Motown. I don't know much more, but I do like all the Motown. That's what I was brought up on. Disco, rock, 70s, 80s. And like some of the music that's out today, but I was always brought up on the old stuff.
Yeah. What about sort of like the, in the 80s, like Madness and stuff?
Oh,
like that?
Yeah. Madness, Madonna. And I don't say this to be rude, but Gay Boy, Boy George.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you like that?
Yeah, the Communards.
So was there like a time when you was a young lad around Manchester? Was there like a song that you used to like in those times?
Not a specific one, because they're all they're all getting well, you were all well known like now, but in a different era, you know yeah. what I mean? It's
so, you know, back in those times, there used to be a lot of people, you was either, you might have been a skinhead or you might have been a punk. Oh,
no, I'm not one of these ones, really, gone man. Thinking the gangsters, no offence, but...
Yeah. Were you in, like, any sort of affiliation to those?
Oh, no. I always kept myself to myself because I was always a loner.
Yeah.
I never had many friends. I tried to mix when I like, first started school, but I was always getting pushed away.
Yeah.
So I have got friends, as you say, but not...
Yeah.
But I was always getting pushed into the corner and getting told to...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, was it very clicky back then?
Yeah, because I've always been a subject to being bullied, and it's always still like today.
Yeah.
And people were always bullying me, and because I'm fat, I was all, I could do even worse today. I get the label of being a nonce.
Okay.
I don't know if you should have said that on there, but...
That's all right.
Paedophile, it's not right. Just like the other day I was over there. I couldn't get in the whole chair in the wheelchair, so I had to go to watch the door for me. Some young girl was past. Says, oh, get that chair in there, you dirty fat.
Yeah.
Because I was going to go after her, but...
Yeah.
I mean, no, I was just like, I love all this, the old
How
stuff.
How did that make you feel?
Sick and disgusting. Because I'm not making myself go like this. Nobody does. And then if you're getting... Worst way, you don't know what time it is, like some of the poor residents in here. No, I don't wish all this on anybody, babe.
Yeah.
But then I've had people bullying me, little dwarfs. Then I'm getting big people saying, what are you doing bullying him? I said, get lost. He's bullying me. What, the size of you? Don't matter what size you are, you can get bullied from any side. But no. Sorry.
You're getting emotional.
Yeah, I'm actually, because I've had it all my life and I've had none. Like, it's turned me into a self-harmer.
Yeah.
I've been doing that since I was 17.
Really?
And all that skin graft, I've had about a pair of skin graft on it. I've had pens stuck up there, blades, when they stitched my arm, because I've not told them about it at first. Then having to go back and get it out, and then I've done it again shortly after. But no.
Why do you think you do that?
Trying to relieve some maybe tension, stress, trying to relieve it all because I'm angry at the time. I mean, I think this place at the moment, I'm still, it's always still going to be there, but what I'm here now for the last 4 months, I think it's, I know we've had a bit of some ups and downs, me and Stacey or whatever, but that's just part of life.
Yeah.
What I've always told her, I'm always going to love her.
Yeah.
Because she's brought me here. And it's kind of calming down. I mean, some nice people and I've been about. You know, I've got lots of people helped me, direct me, and walked out the way to show me.
Yeah.
Really nice. But I mean, I'm not self-harm for quite some time now.
That's
I might good. Pick on it, but I'm not actually done it deep.
Yeah.
Which I am trying to seriously avoid.
Yeah. Are you glad that you must feel very proud that you're not doing that?
I do, yeah, I do. Because, I shouldn't be doing it. And when I've been into surgery, because in the past, I've cut my veins, literally cut them, and then I turn like, burn them together.
Right.
And so all that arm there, you know, I can feel, yeah, it's dead.
Right.
If that makes sense. You can squeeze it, but if you put... Like, what do you call them things that, like, when you're taking your temperature?
Yeah.
If something like that goes tight on my arm, and then I can just feel a bit of pressure there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the rain's starting, sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, now that you've sort of subsided doing that, and how long has that been? Like, 4 months since you've...
Been 4 months since. I've not really picked 4 or 5 months and not actually done any damage.
Yeah.
I've always been picking at it, but... It's been bleeding, but never seriously.
Yeah. So, do you feel like you're succeeding?
No. It's too close to the beginning, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, 17. What, 38 years?
That you've been self-harming?
Yeah, I'm 50. Well, I'm 55 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been self-harming since I was 17. That was because... When I left school, And I started getting into the wrong crowd, and then I'd be getting to prison, it'd be making me worse.
So when did you, when was the first time you did it? Do you remember?
When I was 17. I can't remember what day, because then that's when they started locking me up for getting trouble. Then I'm getting put in on in the prison. Then over the years I've been going into prison, things have been getting worse, and I've been a lot on the healthcare wing and on protection.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you get on protection, then you get labelled and on, but you're not always on there for that.
Yeah.
On there because you're in debt, or you're ill like this and you can't cope, you're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of people, just one label, you're a non to what you're doing on there.
Mm-hmm.
But no. You could be 90 stone, not be anything.
Yeah. So in the prison system, being labelled that is pretty bad, I take it.
Yeah. Just that's the one thing you get. Right, get hold of you dirty little, and also I'm going to kill you and all this business, and not nice.
No.
I don't personally like being mixing with paedophiles. No one does. But in no one protection, you should find out first what you're in for. And I don't really judge anybody. It could be the world's dirtiest paedophile going, but I take them the prime and it's bang out of body if you what they've done. But you don't go around labelling people automatically with stuff. That's just the way it's brought up, Joe.
So I'm going to move on to the next question.
Yeah.
Comfort and solace. What gives you comfort, right? So when you're feeling down and need comfort, is there a song that you'd maybe listen to?
I'd say any particular song, because I play all sorts in there. And when I'm playing music and I'm playing my game, it just kind of calms down a bit. I just have the music up full.
Yeah.
And just let anything play.
So it's not one particular sort of song. Sir. Have you ever been to a concert?
Like Glastonbury? No,
yeah,
never.
Yeah, or anything like that?
If you say it was a concert back in the 80s when I was really child, I liked Shaking Stevens. And I don't know if you've heard of it in Manchester, about 5 minutes from Piccadilly train station, there's an O2 concert hall.
Yeah.
And I was in there. And that's the only time I've been to a concert.
And how did it make you feel?
Really happy, because everyone was dancing about to these cheesy songs and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
So maybe...
That was a memorable performance, but seeing that you weren't there, you remember, obviously you remembered that one. Right. If you could collaborate with any artist, you imagine you're an artist, right?
Yeah.
Living or dead, right? Someone who's no longer here, right? Who would it be, and what kind of music would you create if you could create music?
I'd want to be known as being happy and being liked by some people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a happy song. God, you put me on the spot here now.
That's all right, my man.
If it was a happy song, say for religion, like Happy Day.
Yeah.
Oh, Happy Day. I don't remember the songs fully, but then if it was like a normal song.
So is there an artist you'd like to do it, sing along with?
I won't sing on mic, but in line for people know.
Maybe Elvis or Boy George.
I do sing quite a few Elvis songs there. Return to Sender.
Yeah.
Suspicious Minds, In the Ghetto.
Let's move on to musical discoveries. Is there any new music you like listening to? Any new people out there?
Not new one, but within the day, this time and era, people like, what's his name? Young lad, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
The one that I'm trying to think of is I've seen it, I can picture a video. Green, Green Grass. Is it George Ezra or something?
Yeah.
Them. He's not too bad. And then Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, he's good.
I love that human one.
Yeah.
Another, maybe it would be lively songs like I like some, what's his name? The one who at the moment, that there's a DJ out called DJ Oatsy.
Right.
And he's remixed some of the song, like Sweet Caroline,
yeah.
Hey Baby, Do A Diddy, all from the 60s and what have you.
Yeah, you like
and,
that?
Yeah, and I'm getting to like them. They can hear me around here when I'm coming down, singing it. Oh, we know you're coming.
Yeah. I've got one for you, right? So I'm going to put you on a desert island and you've got to take one book, right? What book would you take?
Not that I read books really, but
can be an audio book.
Yeah, never done that. The only time I read books, me, unfortunately, when I was in prison,
yeah,
there was nothing to occupy and it just made me fall asleep.
Right. So did you read a book in prison?
Yeah, but I remember reading a lot of Harold Robbins books.
What books?
Harold Robbins.
Right. What's that all about?
Oh, his books are a bit, yeah, a bit on the sexual side.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude or anything, but the partners and, well, the couples using drugs and...
A bit way out there, then.
Yeah. Because I'm in there on my own, and I'm not being rude, but I'm a man, you know what I mean? It's some people may not like it. I didn't really like doing it, but it was just part of nature, wasn't it, really? If you do it, then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only natural.
Yeah.
But right. Please don't put me down and be that being rude, please.
No. Luxury items. So apart from the music and the books, what one luxury item would you take if you was on a desert island? Can be anything you want.
I don't want to say this, I'll change it, but I was going to say a woman, but I mean... any luxury item? Probably music and stuff. Plenty of batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
Yeah, me telling you there what I've got in there, maybe, yeah.
You can only take one, though. What one was you going to take?
Probably take me television, because then get there, because that's got the internet on it.
Right, okay. All right. Tactical move there.
Yeah.
Right, inspirational lyrics. Is there a particular lyric that resonates with you deeply? So is there any sort of song lyrics that you make think, oh yeah, that's a bit that I can associate with that?
Maybe Akon, Lonely.
Do you feel lonely then?
I do all the time, yeah. Even all these people around me, I do.
Yeah?
I do. Because I've always been a loner. You know, seeing people and whatever.
When did your loneliness start, do you think?
When I first went to school, like an infant school. The kids started pushing me back and everything. Like, me, for example, me going over where there's a play pit and the kids then trying to get play with the sand and I'm just getting pushed away. That's when it started.
Do you think so?
In my thing, yeah.
Do you think our memory is able to recall those accurate, those older, the early days of being a youth? Do you reckon we can recall them accurately? Or do you think that you... What I'm trying to get at, Mark, is it something that we hold on to, or is it the reality?
Maybe a bit of both.
Explain.
If I can. You always... If you have got a good memory, you always hold on to the past things, don't you? Or something that really... That you need to. And then if the other ones are bad, then you... Want to try and get rid of him? If that makes sense.
Do you think that some people find comfort in negative thoughts?
Yeah, I've always been a negative person. You know, people tell me you've done well, whatever the reason is. You must be happy. I said, well, I am happy, but I can't be happy. I don't really feel it being happy.
Mm-hmm. But, have you always felt that way?
Yeah, because of all the bullying and stuff like that since as a kid.
So, not trying to say that you weren't bullied or you may have been bullied, but do you think that you used the bullying as your identity?
I don't really know. So I have to answer that because with things like this, I'm trying to understand them because I've never been in this, like I say, before. And some of the words, when people say I've heard them, but I don't really know how to understand them.
Yeah. So if I was to say to you, you're not Mark now. Imagine that you're not Mark. Mm. But you know him very well. Right? And I meet you and I say, what's that Mark like? Tell me a bit about Mark. What would you tell me?
No, I know, yeah, because I said it with you. I've asked this with some of the unfortunate other residents in here. Said they are all right. But just they can be some things that are not too...
So you, what? How would you describe Mark to me? What would you say Mark's all about?
Me, I'm a loner. He can't mix very well. He's been bullied. When he tries to get involved with things, he's always getting pushed away. And then I don't think anybody wants to know me. They'll talk to me, maybe, but not know me.
Mm-hmm. And what does knowing Mark look like? How would we have to learn to know Mark?
Take me as you see me and find me, not people judging on what other people have done here, say. Like, for example, being called a nonce. And then, oh, he's a nonce, all right, I'll keep away from him. And then when they find out that I'm not, then that person sometimes can feel mad that he's been given a load of rubbish in his head, to put it politely. And then I shouldn't have done it, but and then I feel like I should have got an apology, but I don't necessarily get apologies. You're just saying it's wrong, well then fair enough, but you still should, I think I should get an apology because I've done nothing to you.
Mm-hmm. And have you always been, has you always experienced that? Has that always been?
Yeah. Even when I've always been helping people if I can, it's where it's brought up. Even with things like that, you know, some people are not grateful.
Mm.
Like when I was like 12, 13 years old, I used to go shopping for the old people in my street.
Yeah.
Never grateful. Nasty attitudes and stuff on them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Guilty pleasure music. Yeah. Do you have any music guilty pleasures that you'd be willing to share? Like, I'll give you my example. ABBA, Dancing Queen. That's a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine. What would be yours?
You really put me on the spot.
You don't have to answer, Mark.
Yeah, I would answer if I could think of one, pal. Because I've done like this, and then when I've done this like this, guilty pleasures, we move towards music. Because I've never had a woman really as a relationship. I've been with a couple of people, but not as a relationship. Think of, yet again, Motown, Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On.
Okay. There's a lift going on in the background, so there's a bit of a hum. I'll wait a sec until that stops. Right. So your guilty pleasure is Marvin Gaye, right?
Just off the top of my head, yeah.
All right, no problem. Right. We're coming near the end of the questions, my man. Right.
Oh, what is?
Cultural impacts. Let's have a look what this one is. Is there a song, an artist, you believe has had a significant impact on culture and society, which is a bit deep, really. What do you think? You said Marvin Gaye. You've already said that you like Motown.
Yeah.
Do you think that's had a big effect on you in the way your culture is and the way?
Maybe not so much with anything to do with like life. It's just me liking the music.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Right. Well, I'm gonna. This is a good one, all right? Personal anthem. So, what song tells me this is Mark? What's your personal anthem?
Again, off the top of my head, because the way my life's been, and I've always been saying, I know I might be wrong this, but because the thing has happened to me, I wish I was dead.
Right.
That song by Girls Life comes to mind, Under the Ground.
Yeah?
That song they sang. I always wish that I've done that, I was dead, because I want my dad near me as well.
Right.
Because I couldn't go to his freedom, and that's like maybe part of it. Mm-hmm. My life on the underground. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty sad song.
It is, because I'm pretty sad all the time, really, but especially when I couldn't go to places like the funerals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It really hit me.
How long ago was that?
Oh, geez. Well over 10 years. I can't give an exact number, but well over 10 years, because he used to work as a porter in the hospital where I was. Oh, geez. I'm not... Sorry for the long pause, I'm just thinking it's... I'm not seeing my ex-mate who's son give me my brother's phone number. What? 2020 for about 7 years. And that's when his son came and gave me a number. It must have been about 7 years then.
Yeah.
At least, at a guess.
Yeah. You seem to hold on to a lot of these painful memories, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know why, but... Especially me, I love all my family to bits, but especially my dad, because I was his first son. He's only got two, but I was the eldest.
If your dad was here now, you were speaking to your dad instead of me, what would you want to say to him?
I'd probably say to him, I wish it was me that's dead and not you.
You can cry, mate. So you miss him a lot, right?
Yeah. Like I say, I was your number one.
So wouldn't you want to say anything different? How about, would you want to say, what positive message would you give your dad?
I love him. I wish we could be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let me go. I wish we all could go back to the old days of being a really nice family. Don't get me wrong, my dad has hit me. Just being part of a kid. And there was a couple of times where I fell down the stairs. Not right from the top, from the bottom. I'm having an argument with him. And I stole money off him. And I was unconscious for a couple of days. So I had to go into hospital. Well, it was like a few hours then, but then he kept me in hospital for a couple of days just to observe
me. Yeah.
But it was all me. It wasn't his fault, it was me.
What would you want to hear him say to you?
Mark, it's all okay. And I wouldn't want him to apologise and say, it's all okay. It's forgotten about. Because he's got no reason to apologise. You know, pushed me down. When I say pushed, like two or three stairs up when I fell.
Yeah.
And then he picked me, and then he banged me, because it was really small, and he picked me up to be mean off the streets, then I banged my head against the barrier at the bottom, and that's when I, sorry. And that's when I got unconscious for a few hours, and then took trouble, but then keep me in. But Dad, don't worry about it. I love you so much.
Is that what you say to him? You forgive him?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because even though he has done wrong, I'm the main person that has done the wrong. Stealing off him, and then eventually when we're getting older, get into the wrong trouble, then into the wrong crowd.
Do you think he forgives you?
I'm hoping he would, but I'd go like and say more than that he would.
So he forgives you? I forgive you, Mark.
Yeah,
that's what he'd say.
He's always a forgiving me, Dad.
What do you think he would want for your life going forward?
Maybe not to be like this if you saw me.
What would he say to you?
Why are you like this? What's happened? And I'd tell him, and I'm hoping his reply would be something like, if it was real, I'd just get rid of it all for you. Because I love him so much. I even love my mum as well. A lot, but... Where they're living now is in a place is in a town 10 minutes from the hospital that was in, called Blakely, somewhere. I don't know where, but around that area. I still obviously think about him. That won't ever go away, not from me, just me, but anybody.
So he'd probably be really proud of you right now, wouldn't he?
Maybe now, because I've not been in trouble. I don't think I've been locked up for over 10 years.
Right. What else have you done, succeeded? You haven't self-harmed, have you?
Not so much, no.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was really annoying all the time when I've been getting locked up, like say stealing cars. So I could like say steal a car from this area and like say drive it down to London, dump it and then get another one coming back, because the first place to look for that first stolen car is in this area. The police won't know anywhere else where about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been tracked down.
What was the thing about stealing cars? Was it the buzz?
Yeah, unfortunately. But then I was brought up on cars. All the old, my cars weren't the sports cars, it was like all the old ones, like the basic Novas, Astras, Fords, where the key, any Ford key will start them up and everything.
Right.
Because you could put like a Mark 1 Ford Escort there with a Mark 2 Ford Escort and just swap the keys. Crazy.
They were easy to steal.
And then the old box, all cap, just snapping cap, open doors with a tennis ball. And then I was really proud of it, but now I am not.
Mm-hmm. Did you steal cars with mates? And
I ain't got no mates, but there, like I said, all the people in the local pub that knew my dad, they were getting me to steal cars, because what they used to do was put two cars into one.
Right.
So here's a key, go and get me a Ford Escort, because I need some bits off it.
Right.
And then I go and give it, and I got a bit of money for it, and then.
Mm-hmm. So were you good at stealing cars?
I was all right, because like, it was all the basic ones. Like even going back further, like the old Morris Miners, because you get the little tiny padlock keys.
Yeah.
Then you anything to get them scissors and start them up and all this lot. And like I say, now I am not proud of it.
But do you think a lot of people saw you as like, oh look, he can steal any car, he's pretty good
take
at it.
Take me easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so take advantage.
What I'm trying to get at is, do you think that you got some recognition as for stealing cars? Like you felt good because you were good at it and you stole cars and you were the man, you knew how to boost cars, yeah, and steal them and everything. Did you make like, that's your identity, I'm a good car thief? And
not,
that's why...
No, not really, but they used to steal the good cars. They just want like the real... They could steal like powerful cars, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I didn't know much about cars in the sense of getting to locks deep down. Like I don't know much about the engines apart from changing spark plugs, all the oil and stuff, and changing tyres. So they give me the basic ones to steal, and at the time I was doing good. I was a bit happy about doing it, cause I'm achieving something, but this was all in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Later on.
So maybe you just was trying to get recognition for something, because maybe you didn't feel recognised as a young man, and when you started stealing cars
and not feeling accepted,
and then you got a group of people that Mark can do that for us, and you felt part of a little group and part of being accepted in that.
Yeah, but they weren't having me as a friend just because I was an easy target.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go and get this back. And then when they come up to me and they're talking to me decent, when they're not, they hear me.
So you sort of, you were maybe manipulated in a way?
Yeah. Well, I suppose I was doing all the wrong, but I was getting a bit of money off them for doing it.
Yeah.
30, 40 quid or something.
Did you ever do, did you ever have a job?
I've not worked because I'm on the record.
Right.
I've never legally worked, should I say.
Yeah.
When I was working, I used to drive people about when I've not got a licence. I'm not got a licence now.
Yeah.
I can claim for it, but I've got to take the driving test and all that rest of it, and the extended one. But I wouldn't be able to drive like this. Like I would have to be adapted from me and everything.
Yeah.
But I used to drive people out because they're school places. And I made a bit of money then. I was happy doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of jobs, maybe stacking shelves and nothing great, if you know what I mean. It's
well. So anyway, Mark, has he got anything you want to say, like in closing? What's your, give me, I want, what I'm looking for is some, what's your future hold for you? In regards to being, what's your goal? Where are you going? What are you going to do?
Now I'm down here, I'm hoping that I'm going to be here for quite a long time.
Right.
And because of the decent place it is. And my aim goal is get some life back before they end up doing stuff in it. And try and be a bit more positive and get the help that I need, whether it's from the medical side or from here, in what they can do. And so far, for the last few months, there's not been a problem. Not with the thing, but we've had a bit of debates about things, but not with Magic Life.
Mark, thank you very much for your time
today.
Thank you,
nice to meet you again.
It was really nice having a chat with you.
I'll probably write anything else, because I'll try to in a later date.
Sorry, say that again.
If you need someone else, then we'll try and do it again in a later date, if I think of anything.
All right. Yeah, we'll do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mark, thank you very much.
You're welcome.